Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Focus on your dream, because you never know how far it's going to take you. You never can think there are doors that will open, and you never will understand the position that you will be in based off your dream, based off the actions you're taking and the will and how you're overcoming the process. The journey is going to teach you that you're doing the right thing, and as you continue along the journey, you're going to see why you're doing the right thing. Your dream, when you focus on your dream will not only become more of a reality, it will become more of, it will go from a thought to reality to you really working on yourself. Your dreams can be accomplished, and when you focus on your dreams and your tasks and your goals, the action that you're doing today will bring your thoughts to life, will bring your dreams to reality, will bring your goals to fruition. If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing strategies. We speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how your dream will market your future when you prepare for the work that you have to focus on today. So, before I dive in, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you like and really be in tune with the conversation, because today we're talking about dreams and how it's important to market your dreams, or how it's important to speak up about your dream, or how it's important to make your dream an important factor to focus on. So let me go ahead and write this down. Focus on your dreams. Focus on your dreams. Focus on your dreams. So it was this video that I had watched a long time ago, and it was this motivational speaker named Eric Thomas. It was probably around like 2011 or something like that, probably a little bit earlier, probably a little bit later. And so as I'm watching this video, this motivational speaker is speaking to a group of kids, a group of teenagers. And as he's talking to them, he's delivering a story. He's telling a story. And the story that he told was that he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breed, you will be successful. But the story that he told was incredibly remarkable, because it went with the story. What he said, he really gave like a premise. Like he said, I'm not even recording. There's a video, YouTube video. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you'll be successful. By Eric Thomas. I don't think nobody can ever repeat and do what that story did. But what it did is that it taught that if you're willing to commit, if you're willing to step out your comfort zone, if you're willing to push yourself, if you're willing to encourage yourself, you have to be willing to know that you can be successful, but you have to know that your dreams will cost you. Your dreams will not come so easily, because if you want to breathe, you have to be willing to take a deep breath and exhale. Because as you inhale and breathe it in, you have to breathe out to know that you're fully functioning. You see, your dreams are not fully functioning because we're not breathing them in or breathing them out. What we are doing is that we're thinking about them for the moment, then we stop thinking about them. When Eric Thomas spoke about this particular topic, this particular goal, it showed me that success has a price to be paid. Like, you have, if you want your dreams to come true, you have to be willing to pay a price. And the price is not, I'm not talking about spending money to make your dreams come true. What I am saying is that you have to have grit, you have to have hard work, you have to have determination to identify the dream that you like to make a reality. You see, to make a reality, you have to understand your focus brings this dream to life. Your focus is something that encourages your dream to be true. See, for your dream to be and come true, you have to know, you have to be willing to know that you're doing the right thing for yourself. See, when you focus on your dreams, you focus on the action, you focus on the work, and you focus on what you're doing, because what you're doing matters the most. It matters the most because it's around the growth that you like to focus on. You see, the dream that Eric Thomas did, or the video that Eric Thomas did and he created, it was around him getting coached or him getting mentored by someone who was already successful. And he said, man, if you want to be successful, meet me at the beach at this particular time. And he said, when you meet me at the beach at the particular time, just bring yourself. And so the guy who was looking to be successful, they met at a beach. And so when they met at the beach, they not only met at the beach, but they got in the water when nobody was in the water. So it was cold, it was dark, it was at night. But this guy was looking for success. This guy was looking for achievement. This guy had a goal to meet this mentor. And this mentor is telling him that you need to be willing to push yourself. And as you're pushing yourself, you have to be willing to take that first step. As you're accomplishing your dreams, you have to be willing to take that next step. Because the steps that you're taking won't be easy. In fact, they will be challenging, because every step that you take, it becomes a little bit deeper. It becomes a little bit steeper. It becomes a little bit more challenging, because you have to continue to walk and believe in your dreams and focus on your dreams. You see, focus on your dreams, you have to identify what you are working on. The first point I want to hit on is that you have to identify what you are working on. Identify what you are working on. Working on. Identify what you are working on. The reason being, because your dream is just a thought. We have over 60,000 thoughts that we think on a daily basis. Like, there's a lot of thoughts to think about that goes to our mind, that we're constantly thinking about. And to focus on one thing, to focus on your dream, to focus on something that you see yourself doing in the future, you have to be willing to pay attention to what you're doing now. And the reason why that's so important, because when you focus on now, you focus on your dreams. Identifying your dream is so challenging, because how do you know what you would like to do? How do you know what you would like to focus on? How do you know if what you're doing is paying off, and it's paying off in the way that's going to make you better? Well, you don't. The video that Eric Thomas created, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you have to be willing to commit to the challenges and know that if this challenge comes to you, you're willing to accept it. You just have to accept the challenge to identify what you are accomplishing. You have to accept the challenge to know that you can handle the pressure. You have to accept the challenge to know that the pressure that's coming to you is for you, because it's helping you develop. You see, when you start to develop, you really start to learn more about yourself. I remember when I was younger, I was in this elementary school. And when I was young, I was kind of stocky. I was kind of big. And the football coach for a Pee Wee team, he was trying to recruit us. He was trying to say, hey, man, so when y'all going to come play for my team? When y'all going to play for us? Because, like, we need someone your size. We need someone your size. So the coach was asking me, and he kept asking me, because he worked in my school, in my elementary. And he kept asking, like, when are you going to play football for us? When are you going to come and play with us? See, during that time, I wasn't playing Pee Wee football. I just told him, man, not right now. Not right now, because I don't feel like playing. I don't feel like playing because I'm really playing for a different team. You see, he wanted to recruit me. He wanted to me be on his team, but I had other goals and objections, not objections, and tasks that I was working on. I was playing for another team. The team I was playing for, I was a star player. I was good. Me and my twin brother, we was the star players. We were good. We were okay. And when he told me, when he asked, he said, yeah, I want you to come play for my team because I think our team is a better fit for you. And honestly, it might be a better fit. But over here, this is where I'm thriving. Over here, this is where my focus at. Over here, this is what I'm paying attention to. You see, sometimes as you are focusing on your dream, there will be distractions that will try to pull you away from your goals and your tasks and work that you're doing to know that you can stay on your own path. You see, when distractions come, what are you doing to say no? When distractions come, what are you doing to stay focused? When distractions come, what do you do to remain focused on what you would like to accomplish? Your dreams can only come true when you identify what you have to do to get there. You're not going to understand everything, yet the information that you have today will help you understand more to come in the future. If you would have said, last year, I did a podcast a couple of days ago, and he made a good statement, but I really just thought, really start thinking about it today. He said, you would have never thought that we would be here doing a podcast together on September 12th of 2024. When he said, I just let it go with my mind, just let it go with my brain, and I'm like, okay, whatever that means. So then I really got to thinking about it. I got to think about it at a deeper level today. Not only was I thinking about it, I start to understand what he really meant. Because I can't predict the future. I can't predict what's going to happen when it hasn't already happened. What I can do is just continue to do the work. Continue to put myself in different environments, different situations. It's going to help me grow. It's going to help me evolve. I can't chase my dream if I'm not willing to identify what I'm working on. If I'm not willing to focus on something that's going to help me be better. I don't know it's going to be better. I just need to pick one thing so I can get better over time. You see, life is going to teach you that when you're able to focus on one thing, this one thing can be multiplied into multiple things because you're willing to pay attention to one. You're willing to focus on one and you're willing to identify what you would like to focus on. See, when I was in elementary school and the football coach from a different team kept trying to recruit me, my dreams and my goal, my focus was on my team that I was already playing for. It wasn't the fact that my team wasn't that good because we really wasn't that good. It was more so my focus was there. My focus was there. Either we going to win together, we going to lose together, but we going to play together. You see, when you play and focus on your dream, you have to be willing to go through the hard times. You have to be willing to go through the hardship. You have to be willing to go through the pain because every day is not going to be great. Every day is not going to be shiny. Every day is not going to be sunny. What it is going to be is there's going to be rainy. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be thunderstorm. It's going to be different weather, conditions, because you have to be willing to go through the storm. Right now, there's a thunderstorm. I just heard it and it's loud because I'm right beside the window. I'm right beside the window. And so as I'm hearing the thunder, Castaneda, what's up, man? As I'm hearing the thunder, you have to be willing to go through the storm. Because when you are paying attention to your one thing that you're focusing on, when you identify what you are working on, it's going to help you even more. Because when distractions come, you're able to tell them no. When distractions pull you away from your goal, you're able to say, I'm going to keep working on this because the distraction doesn't matter. When the distraction comes, you're able to stand with the hard time because the hard time is going to make you even better. You see, what I learned a long time ago is that when you focus on one thing, you can really get better over time. That one thing that I was focused on was me playing football. I focused on football and I got better in football. Now, recently, a couple weeks ago, so I'm in the process of creating a film, my first documentary, and I'm in the process of creating it. And I'm like, dang, like I played football my 11th and 12th grade year. I really had some great numbers. I'm like, where are these numbers at? Where can I get these numbers? So I called the program called MaxPreps.com, and it's a program where high schools input the data, like input the information of the players, how many yards they have, how many yards they ran for, how many tackles they have, how many assisted tackles they have, how many interceptions, and they keep it in one place. And so as I'm looking at this, I said, I know I played 2 years. I know I had two great years, but I can't find the information. So I called them. I said, hey, I got a question. So I'm trying to find my school data because I went to school back in 2012. I went back to school in 2012 and graduated, 2016. I'm trying to find the school information for me playing football during that time. Is there a way where you can help me identify if it's there or not? You see, when you identify what you are looking for, sometimes it might not be in the right place. So I'm asking if you can see my 11th grade year. My I think it was like 2013, 2014. I don't know. My 11th grade year stacked. And I'm asking these questions. I'm asking, can you see this? And she tell me, no, I can't see this. The latest I can see is your senior year. I said, dang, I can't find it. I can't find it. And since I can't find it, I have to really use the data that I have. You have to use the information that I have. And so since I'm looking for the information, since I called someone, when I called someone, they wasn't able to locate it. Even though they're not able to locate the exact numbers, what is possible is that I can see the numbers that they have. Which wasn't as great, but it was great. Because my junior year, I played a lot of games, a lot more games. You see, my focus was on my dream during that time, and my dream was to play on Friday nights. My dream was to play on Friday nights in front of a stadium full. Go against opposing teams, let their fan base come in, let their fans and sit in the crowd and cheer their team on, and then our school, our team cheer us on. You see, your dream might not be in the place that you're looking, but if you continue to take one step at a time, your dream will be located in a different place, in a different position, in a different area, because not only... Since I don't have the exact numbers, I have videos to look at my high school year. My focus was on one thing. I got better from one thing. I didn't get better in basketball, football, baseball, soccer. I got better at football because my attention was on football. I wanted to be a great football player, and that's what I focused on being, was a great football player. And see, the reason why that's so important, because you never know where you're going to be when the time comes for you to be present for your dreams to be accomplished. You can't accomplish your dream if your dream is not your main focus. You can't accomplish your dream if you don't understand what you are working towards. You can't accomplish your dream if your dream hasn't been identified. You see, when you identify what you are working on, you're setting a goal that I can do this. When I was in my 9th and 10th grade year playing high school football, I'm seeing what greatness looks like. I'm seeing what work ethic looks like. I'm seeing from the other two linebackers that were playing what it takes to be great. I'm seeing them, and now they're showing me that it's possible. When you see possibility, you're able to accomplish the impossible. You see, go back to the video with Dr. Eric Thomas, as he's explaining, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you have to believe in the impossible to know that you can do the possible. Why? Because you really have to understand that you have to be willing to take that first step. You have to be willing to take that second step. See, taking the steps to your dreams won't be easy. But if you remain focused and determined for your goal, the goal that you are achieving, the goal that you are working for, would eventually come to life. And I say eventually because it takes time for your dream to be displayed. It takes time for your dream to be recognized. And it takes time for your dream to be consistent. You see, when you identify what you are working on, you're not working in a blind space. You're not working blindly because you're able to open your eyes and walk in the right direction. You see, sometimes as you're walking in the right direction, you might be going in the wrong direction. So you have to ask for help to get back on the right path. You see, the right path is just is guidance, is people guiding you along the way, along your journey for your dreams, to say you can accomplish this, but you can't accomplish it by yourself because you're going to need help with where you're going. You're going to need help with the directions. You're going to need help with the information. You are going to need help. Needing help is a bad. Because when you identify what you are working on, you have to be willing to go and seek guidance. Because when you seek guidance, you're able to put yourself out there in a way that help is going to be brought back to you. Help is going to be established. You are going to be able to receive help because you're asking for help. You see, the reason why that's so important is because when you focus on your dreams, and the reason why I say dreams with the S is because there's a lot of things that we like to focus on. I remember when I started my journey half a decade ago, I'm starting with real estate. And as I'm starting with real estate, 2 months after that, I ran into a course, another course, and I paid $1,997 for this course. And I didn't even look at the course. I didn't even watch the course. And I only watched it, I watched the course for maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes. But then there's a such thing called the shiny object syndrome, because when the next object is shining, it gets your attention because it's a distraction to pull away from your goal. It's a distraction to say, look at my attention because this is shiny. I look at this shiny object because I want your attention. See, your goals have to be something that you tell the object and the shiny syndrome object, the shiny object no to. Because when you start telling no to the shininess, you start to focus more. There was an athlete who was playing in high school football who played football and basketball. He was good at both. He was phenomenal in both. And what I didn't really understand was that how did you have time to be great in both? Like, it takes different conditioning to really play both basketball and football. And it made me think about when Deion Sanders played for the Falcons. He played for the Falcons and the MLB team or the baseball team. I'm like, how are you able to do that? Michael Jordan even did that. He even played basketball and baseball. And see, the difference was that Deion Sanders was good in football. Deion Sanders was good in baseball. But Deion Sanders really focused on football. Michael Jordan was phenomenal at basketball, but he wasn't that good at baseball. His talent was within one sport. You see, even though you're able to do multiple different things and pay attention to multiple different outcomes and really work on multiple different things, are you really getting work done? You see, when you identify what you are working on, you have to be willing to recognize what needs to be completed, what needs to be focused on. Because not only will this help you, it will guide you along the way to show you that you're doing something right. Or you're doing something wrong. Because your attention can't be all over the place. Your attention can't be separated. Your attention can't be spread. Because if you focus on one thing, and this one thing have your mind, this one thing have your time, this one thing which is a goal or which is a dream, your dream can eventually come true if you learn how to focus on one thing. And so as I started half a decade ago with real estate and I bought a course a couple months after that, I'm still trying to find the new best thing. And as I'm trying to find the new best thing, the old thing that I started is being forgotten about because I'm still trying to find new things. You see, when you find new things, you have to start all the way over from the bottom to learn the terminology, to learn the language, to learn the information, because you have to be willing to be to know that you're starting over from the bottom. Versus when you already put time into a particular skill, to a particular knowledge, to a particular information, the information that you have will be completely different because it's something new that caught your eye. Your dream is something that should catch your eye every single day. And see, the reason behind it, your dream being caught, is because you are paying attention to it. There's a saying that goes by a jack of all trades, a master of none. And when you divide your attention amongst many different things, How do you really perfect one thing that you are working towards? How do you improve one thing that you can learn more about? You see, when you identify something, you have to be willing to say no to a lot of different things. And see, even though you're able to say no, you can say no, you can start saying no, your focus should not be separated, because if it's separated, you can't accomplish your dreams. And so when I was cold calling, when I started cold calling in real estate and I was started this surplus program, it was two different actions that needed to be completed. And as I was trying to complete both, I wasn't able to complete one. And since I was doing multiple different things, I wasn't consistent in the things that I was doing. Not only did I start learning about real estate, not only did I start learning about surplus funds, not only was I creating content, not only was I trying to cook with the content creation, I had my hand in everything. And even though I had my hand in everything, I made no progression because I wasn't focused on my dream. I was focused on a shiny object because everything looked so good. Everything looked so appealing. Everything caught my eye because I wanted to try it out to learn more about it. You see, learning about something new is good until you start learning something new about multiple different things. And what I learned is that when I start focusing on my content creation, my podcast, and producing podcasting episodes, I'm able to really understand the impact that this can potentially have. I'm able to witness that if my dream is focused on and identify what I'm working towards, the goals that I have in mind can be accomplished because I'm able to focus on one thing. And see, it's teaching me that when you focus on one thing, you can get better as you continue to go along the journey. As you continue to take that first step, as you continue to take the steps right after the first step, because you have to be willing to commit to one thing. Because when you identify what you are working on, how you are working on it would matter, because it shows that you are focused for yourself. You see, when you focus on your dreams, your dream is something that should push you forward. Your dream should excite you. Your dream should teach you new information. There's a lot of information out there. I remember I said this on the last video that I created. If you want to hide information from anybody, just put it in the book. Not only are you putting it in the book, you're putting information in the book that people probably won't even read. And what it taught me is that when you do something and you open your mind to what it can possibly be, your dream has to be studied. Your dream has to be learned. Your dream has to be considered. I was at physical therapy today, and as I'm at physical therapy today, I'm asking the physical therapist, like, questions like, okay, so if you, what other, like, with underneath physical therapy, what all can you do? Excuse me. So she's telling me what all she can do, what all she's able to do. And what I've learned is that when you go to school, they don't say you can major in five different subjects or five different industries or five different curriculums. You can't major in five different curriculums. What you can do is that you can major in one class. About major, I'm saying you can focus on one industry. My industry is business management. You can focus on one thing, and you can take additional classes right underneath that. But this one thing, but these different additional classes is leading up to this one thing, which is business management. So if I wanted to take business management kinesiology, which is a form of physical therapy, it would be completely different because the subject is completely different to learn. And so when I really start to fully understand that you can't commit to everything, but you can commit to one thing. This one thing should be a dream that you constantly think about. This one thing should be a dream that you always focus on. This one thing should be something that you have consideration for. I remember when I was in school, and as I was in school, I was in art class. And during that time, my creativity wasn't that great, wasn't that amazing. My creativity was limited. I want to look up the word limited. Limited. There we go. Limited. I want to look up the word limited because it matters what it means. So the word limited means restricted in size, amount, or extent, few, small, or short. So the reason why I just want to look that up is because you have to limit what you think. You have to limit what you act on. I can't say limit what you think. You have to limit what you act on when you think about something new. It's hard to tell myself no, but I have to learn how to tell myself no and the reason behind it. The reason behind it is because I can't spread myself too thin. And as I'm spreading myself too thin, nothing is being accomplished. I'm not even moving forward. I'm not even recognizing the growth that I'm able to establish. What I am doing is that I'm putting myself at a lower end because I can't accomplish nothing. I remember I was volunteering for this one program. This one business program that I was volunteering for this previous year. And as I'm volunteering for it, it started to become a lot. Because I go Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday whenever I had class. And as I went Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, I'm there from 8 to 11. I wasn't there for a long time. I was volunteering. And so as I was volunteering and I was there for a couple of hours, I get home and try to do my homework. Even though I'm trying to do my homework, I still have to create videos or create different podcast episodes or produce podcast episodes. And as I'm producing podcast episodes, I still have to go to class. I still have to create and figure out how to make this a business. It became a lot. It became a lot. And see, the next point I want to hit on is that you have to be aware of your goal. Be aware of your dream. I'm sorry. Be aware of your dream. Be aware of your dream. And it's thunderstorming hard over here. It's thunderstorming hard over here. You see, if your dream was easy to accomplish, you won't have to go through the storm to recognize that your dream can be true, that your dream can be made into a reality. And so as I'm volunteering and I'm going to school and I'm trying to start this business and I'm trying to figure it out, it's so many moving parts. I can't grab one part and fully pay attention to it because I'm stretched so thin. When I have so many goals that I would like to work on, one is not being completed because my attention is not on it. In fact, I really didn't even have a goal. What I had was multiple different actions, multiple different activities. And the activities wasn't paying off. It wasn't paying off in the way where I thought it would pay off. What it was doing was it was taking a lot of time from me. And when it took time away from me, I started to learn what it consisted of, what the dream consisted of. To me, the dream is only focusing on this one until this one grows, until this one be established, until this one evolve into something great, because your attention is always on it. You're constantly paying attention to it. And as you're paying attention to it, you're able to see it develop a little bit more by the day. You're able to see the progression just a little bit better. You're able to see how far you are able to develop for yourself. You see, what I learned is that when you start to be aware of your dream will be the focus because you are paying attention to what you would like to accomplish on, for what you would like to do and how you would like to go about doing it. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be difficult. A year ago, I did not see myself here talking about this. It's only September 18th of 2024. Since September 18th of 2023, I was not expecting to be where I am today. I still was making videos, and my backdrop maybe just made me think about it. My backdrop wasn't even this. It was a black curtain, a black wall that was wrinkled. It was wrinkled. Yet I was committed to creating or to producing podcast episodes. I was committed to one thing. And this one thing is teaching me and opening so many doors because my focus is not on real estate right now. It's not on surplus funds. It's not on cooking. It's on producing podcast episodes and trying to make a business around podcasting. You see, if it was easy everyone be doing it. And since this topic is around marketing, you have to be willing to focus on one thing to put yourself out there. And as you're putting yourself out there, you have to be willing to market what you're doing. See, the reason why I came to terms to start and creating a documentary is because I just been putting my head and I just been working, and I often miss the lessons that's right in front of me. And so the documentary is going to show me that you have done a lot because you're able to focus on one dream. See, the reason why you need to focus on one dream, because there's a lot of moving parts that you have to go through to understand. As you're experiencing it, you're able to recognize how it's helping you for your dream. I remember when I was in Southern California, and I was working with my mentors, Mike Imbriglio and Steve Anderson. They are real estate investors in San Diego, California. And as I'm working with them, they say, "All right, Terrell, so we in this neighborhood, and as we in this neighborhood, like we're currently working on this project, and this project is taking a little bit longer, man. So you want to drive for dollars? So what driving for dollars is getting in your car, drive around looking at houses, and taking the houses down, and then just writing them down. So at the time, I really didn't know that was marketing or getting customers into your business, into their business. I didn't even know that." That's smart. Anywho, so as we are driving around getting properties and marking properties down, there's a certain thing that we're looking for. Is the property distressed? And by distressed, I'm saying, is it destroyed? And so as we're looking around for this property, we're looking at it and we're putting it in the app. We add it to the app. And so when I was doing it, I went to the same neighborhood and I started door knocking. As I'm door knocking, I'm nervous. As I'm door knocking, I'm definitely afraid. Because I don't know the area. I don't know like what I'm getting myself into. I remember this one time I was door knocking. I was out door knocking in Southern California. And as I'm door knocking, it was this one particular place that I went to. As I go onto the porch, I knock on the door. I step back so that way they don't feel intimidated. They just have a regular conversation like, "Hey, have you thought about, you know, selling your place or whatnot?" And just have a conversation with them about real estate. And so when I knock on the door, I step back and I'm just waiting. Like, maybe I didn't knock hard enough. I'm just thinking. Maybe I didn't really knock to where they can hear me. I'm looking like, do they have a doorbell? Nah, they ain't got a doorbell. They just got a screen door. So I'm like, okay. So as I'm looking like straight at me, there's a window right there. And I'm looking at the window and I'm looking at myself in it because you can see your reflection in it. And as I'm looking at myself, I'm like, huh, it would be odd if the homeowner was standing on the other side of this mirror looking at me. I literally thought about that. And so as I'm waiting, I'm like, okay, let me try knocking again. I knock again and I go back to the same spot I was looking at. That I was standing there and looking at the window. As I'm looking at the window, there's a homeowner on the other side of the glass looking directly at me. And at first when I noticed it, I already thought it like, it'd be crazy like if the homeowner was actually staring at me at this time. I don't think that's gonna be true. As I'm looking at the window, as I'm looking through the glass, I see another person on the other side of the window. But I couldn't make it to see if it was somebody actually there. I'm just thinking, I'm looking at myself. You see, as I knocked on the door and I stepped back looking at the glass, looking at the window, and I squint. And as I'm squinting, the homeowner is looking directly at me. He didn't even blink. And at that time, I said, yeah, let me go ahead and get up out of here. Let me go ahead and get up out of here because, for one, I'm on his property. For two, I'm an African-American male. For three, I don't know this man. And so as he's looking at me through the window, I left. Like, I didn't even think about it. Once I was able to pinpoint what it actually was, or that it was an actual person, I had to leave. I had to leave for my own safety, because I ain't want no problems. I ain't want no problems. I just came to ask a couple questions. I ain't want no problems. So I left. You see, as you are chasing your dreams, life is going to show you that you are facing challenges that you are not familiar with. You are facing challenges that you can't properly see until you squint and squint your eyes to make it be more seen, or make it more visual to you. You see, as you are chasing your dream, you have to know, when you see and recognize what it is, you have to be willing to focus on that one thing. My focus was to get out that place, out his porch, and just go to the next property. You have to be willing to say no. You see, when you are aware of your dream, you have to be willing to say no. Because if you keep saying yes, your dream will never come true. Your dream will never be a reality, because in reality, it will be so many different things that you're not focusing on. Because as you're not focusing on, your attention is spreading, your attention is thin, your attention now is all over the place. Because you have to be willing to bring the rubber band back down to where it's one and it can fit on your wrist. Because you never know when you need it. You never know when you need the rubber band. You never know when your dream will come true. You see, when you are aware of your dream, you have to be willing to say no to things that don't push your dream forward, that don't encourage your dream, that don't work alongside your dream. Because your dream is something that has to be focused on. And as it's focused on, you have to continue to pay attention to it. Just like as I was door knocking, I knocked on the door and I was able to see that it was a person on the other side. And once I saw that, I had to change direction. You see, when you are chasing your dream and wanting your dream to come true, you have to be willing to change direction to know that you can create a new pinpoint. You can create a new path for yourself. The reason why that's so important is because you have to be willing to adapt to change rather than let change adapt to you. And here's what I mean by that. As time is going on, time is going to work with you or against you, because it's going to continue to move. It's going to continue to go. There's a movie that shows the importance of time. So the more time you have, the wealthier you are. The less time you have, the more poorer you are. And so the time was on the wrist. The time was on the wrist. And as the time is on the wrist, they're able to see how much time they have. You see, the time didn't wait for nobody, because as they wanted to eat, as they wanted to spend, as they wanted to travel, they had to spend some time for them to do what they wanted to do, for them to do what they wanted to accomplish. Because when they spent the time on their wrist in the movie, they spent the time, and then when it hit 0000, that means that their time was ended and they no longer was alive. And so it came to one, and in one scene, the actors, he didn't have that much time left. So he was borrowing time from other people. He was going around asking for time, and he's able to get the time. And so as he's able to get the time, he got a little more time to pay attention to. So not only is he paying attention to it, he's coming across time. And the movie, time is a form of money, because money comes from time. And so when he gets in a situation where he's able to win the lotto, win the lottery, he's able to have more time than he ever could imagine. And as he's able to have more time, he got robbed. He was getting robbed for his time, because he had something that other people didn't have. You see, your dream is something that other people don't have. And sometimes you have to be willing to go through the challenge to know that you are on the right time. You see, as his time got taken away and someone took the amount of time that he had to restart and go look for it again. He had to restart and go searching for the time. And see, as he's searching for the time, he's searching for new opportunity. You see, when you search for new opportunity, you're finding a way to make your dream come true. And then your dream can only come true when you're able to change direction and pivot along the way. Because as you're pivoting along the way, you're able to remain focus. You see, just like in basketball, you got a pivot foot. If this foot moves while you're pivoting, you can only move one foot at a time before you put the ball down and start dribbling. You see, just like in basketball, your pivot foot has to stay still. Your pivot foot has to stay still so your body can move, so your body can change direction. You see, when your dream, when your dream face a barrier or difficult obstacle, you have to be willing to change your body in a direction that's going to help you even more. How do you change your body if you don't know what you're changing into? You have to change the position that you are on so your direction can be created. I remember I watched this movie called The Purge. And in this movie, it was a whole bunch of killing, first off. It was a whole bunch of killing. But it was rules and stipulations to the movie. And so in the movie, the purge means when it's time to kill the killers, it's time to kill the killers. Or when it's time to go hunt, it's time to go kill. So in the movie, The Purge, it was a certain time from when they can start and when they can end. But in the middle, that's when they can do all the actions that they would like to do. So in the movie The Purge, not only did they have time for this specific goal that they was working on, it was a specific time that they could do it. So it was from 12 p.m. to 12 in the morning. And in this window, it wasn't no rules or stipulation until the bell rung again. You see, in life, your dream is going to be challenging. Your dream will be overwhelming. Your dream will cost a lot. And in the time that you have, how are you using your time effectively? How are you using the time that you have in the way that's going to help your dream come true rather than hurt your dream come true? Because when your dream comes true, you have to focus on your dream. Just like Eric Thomas mentioned in his video, when you want to breathe as bad as you want to succeed, you will succeed. When you want to accomplish your dream as bad as you want to accomplish your goal, you will accomplish your dream. Why? Because you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to change direction so this direction will get you in the right path. Sometimes your path is not the right path for you to know that you are on the right path. And the reason why I say on the right path, because your direction can change. I remember I was in traffic the other day, and for some reason, traffic was like was heavy. Like it took me a long time to get to where I was getting to. But traffic was slow. Traffic was moving at a slow place. So slow pace. Good thing I left an hour early so I can be early to my destination. So as I'm driving, it asks me, hey, you can save 7 minutes to get to your destination. Would you like to take that direction? I said, yes. And when I said yes, it rerouted me. My map rerouted me, and it rerouted me to get there at a faster time because I just changed my direction. Your dreams will cause you to change your direction because the path that you are on, you have to say, yes, I'm willing to change direction. It's going to ask you, do you want to change? Many times in life, there's going to be an opportunity where you say yes and no. And our comfort state makes us say no because we're comfortable. It's working for us, so we don't need to change. After creating 894 different podcast episodes, I had to change the direction that I was going. Because if I didn't change my direction, I would just be creating videos with no plan, with no dream, with no goals to accomplish. If I didn't pay attention to it, if I wasn't aware that I need to learn more about business, marketing, communication, advertising, promotion, if I didn't recognize that, I wouldn't understood that it takes time to know that you can learn how to focus on one thing. You see, when you focus on your dream, I'm gonna put dream. I'm gonna mark out the X. I'm gonna put dream because your dream matters. Your one thing matters because when you are aware of your dream, you can you can identify your dream. And when you identify, this is the last one I want to hit on, is that you can work for your dream. Can work on your dream. Work on dream. Can work on dream. Because the dream that you're working on comes from a dream. Notice I marked out the word of the letter S, because if you have multiple different dreams that you're constantly working on, you can't constantly focus on one thing. You can't be great at one thing because you want to be great at everything. Excuse me. Because you want to be great at everything. You can't be great at everything, yet you can learn everything. Just like in college when they have different courses to learn, you can have a basic understanding of what you would like to do or the information that's attached to it, rather than you learning a whole different subject and doing work that doesn't really fulfill your dream. It doesn't fulfill your dream because you're trying to do multiple different things. You see, just like Eric Thomas, he's a motivational speaker, and the way he speak, the way he communicate, you can tell that he's been focused on speaking. You can tell that he's improved his speaking abilities. You can tell that he's working on his dream. There's a video that I love by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it says, "What's your life's blueprint?" It didn't say, "What's your life's blueprint?" No. He said, "What's your life's blueprint?" No S. And so when I was in Southern California, I was going to Palomar College University or Palomar Community College. As I'm going to this college, I'm going to a communication class. So I'm thinking, okay, this class is going to be good. This class is going to be fun. It's about communication. So how hard can it be? And so during that time, as I'm in the communication class, I was missing a tooth, and right now I'm going through a surgery to get an implant for my missing tooth, the tooth like right in the front. And so as I was missing this tooth, it's a communication class. So in communication class, you have to communicate. So as he was teaching the knowledge, teaching the information, he says that when you are up in front of people, you have to be willing to keep them engaged. And then I asked myself, so how can you keep people engaged? Like, how can you really fully communicate with them for 3.5 hours? That's not an easy task. And he says, your stories that you use matters because it connects with the audience. I said, ooh. At the time, I didn't really understand. I just said, ooh, okay. What does that even mean? I got to witness what he was speaking about. So my class was 3.5-4 hours, and I'm in class, sitting in class, and I'm listening to this man speak for 4 hours. Not only is he speaking for 4 hours, he has a lot of different stories that he can share that goes with the point of communication, that goes with the skill of communicating, that goes with the experience of focusing on one thing. And so as he's communicating, I'm like, this man is good. Not only is he able to communicate in for a long period of time, I'm just thinking to myself, like, how is he able to do that? And as I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to figure it out, but nothing's coming to me. You see, when you focus on your dream, it will be blurry at first. But as you continue to learn about your dream, it becomes more clearer the closer you get to it. But you have to be willing to start at afar. Just like the IZEM test, you have to look at the different roads to identify what you can see. Sometimes you can't see all of them, but you can see the one that had from the big letters all the way down to the small letters. It just depends on your eyesight. Sometimes you can't see all of them. But when you get closer, you can identify what the letters actually were. You see, my professor, when I was at Palomar College, he was able to speak and share stories for 4 hours was because he'd been practicing for so long. And so I asked him, I was like, so how are you able to communicate that long? He said, because I've been teaching for a long time. I said, that's the key. That's the key. When you have a dream and you focus on your work, it doesn't matter how long you do it, because eventually you would get better. Then I refer back to Dr. Martin Luther King when he go back to what's your life's blueprint. When I was in this class, I had to recite the speech from this. I didn't want to do I have a dream speech, because I wanted to find something different. And I found this one. What's your life's blueprint? Like, what do you focus on? What do you pay attention to? What got your energy? What got your attention? Because if everything got your attention, you can't really grow. If everything got your attention, you can't really pay attention to it. If everything have your focus, how can you focus and develop your growth? Because your dream is waiting for you to focus. Your dream is waiting for you to focus, because as you identify what you are focusing for, now your dream can become true. So this is the video. I'm not going to play the video, but you can play it yourself because I don't want to be copyrighted. Nonetheless, what's your life's blueprint? By Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is the video right here. This right here. This is the video. What's your life's blueprint? Well, in other words, what's your dream? What's your dream? I remember I went to a conference back in 2022. Back in January of 2023. I'm sorry. I went to a conference, and it was with Eric Thomas. And so when I was with and at this event, Eric Thomas speaking, Jeremy Anna speaking, Inky Johnson came out. They was all talking. They was all delivering value. They was all just sharing stories. So I mean, as I'm in this conference, I'm listening to them. First off, go back to the video of Eric Thomas. When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, you will be successful. In this room, he's quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And even though he's quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he said there's God in him. He said there's God in him by the way he delivered the value. And then when you go look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his journey and his success and his growth, you start to see that he was practicing his speaking for a long time. He was a ministry, not a ministry. He was a pastor. He was ministering a church. And if you really think about it, really dive into who's successful, who's doing what, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was speaking and bringing value. Then when I see Eric Thomas is bringing value and preaching the word. You see, what I didn't fully understand, fully comprehend was that success leaves clues, because the clues has to be picked up from the ones that's determined to focus on one thing. Because when you focus on one thing, you're able to focus on your dream. A reverend. Oh, he was a reverend. Yeah, he was a reverend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, babe. Because when your dream is in you, but until you focus on bringing your dream out of you, your dream will stay in you because you can't recognize what it even is. You see, my professor, when I was at Palomar, he just taught and taught and taught and taught and taught. And I just wondered, like, how can you just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk? Because he's older. And by older, I'm saying he was probably late 50s. So he has a lot of different experience. He has a lot of different practice. He has a lot of different information that he has and take and grew into over the time, over the years. Because what's happening is that your dream is always going to be inside of you. When you start to focus on bringing your dream out of you, it's kind of like a seed. You have to plant this seed in the ground, You have to cover it with the proper nutrition for the seed to grow. And when you have the seed and you put it in dirt, and the dirt is doing the work, then the sun is coming in, the water is nurturing it, the seed starts to grow underneath. The seed starts to grow roots. And as it's growing roots, you can't really see how it's being developed. But the seed has been planted. The seed has been planted. And even though it's planted, it's growing in the opposite way when you don't even expect. It's growing underneath because it's building roots within this seed. And then eventually, it'll start to grow on top because the seed is already planted. And since it's planted, it has roots that can help last. That it has strength that can help it be brought to life. You see, in life, it just takes time for your dream to come true. Because your roots are growing. Your skills are being developed. Your understanding is being learned. And you're learning new information that can not only help you build a foundation, but it's going to help you push forward. It's going to help you grow. It's going to help you establish. Because when the seed starts to grow and poke out the ground, it starts to show the life that it's been developing this whole time because it has roots. You see, in order for the seed for you to see the seed and see what you're planting, you have to be willing to focus on the effort that you're putting into your dreams. Your dream is the seed. When you plant your seed, don't stop watering your seed. Don't stop taking care of your seed. Don't stop putting proper nutrition around your seed. Because your seed is going to grow more than you can ever imagine. Your dream is going to grow more than you can ever think. Your dream will come true if you continue to give it time. If you continue to give it time, because you have to work for your dream. See, to market yourself, to put yourself out there, you have to be willing to do the work to know that I'm planting the seed. And as I'm planting the seed, I'm willing to do the work. As my skill is being developed, you have to do the work. You have to focus on the work. You have to focus on building your skill, because your skill comes from you being aware of what you're doing and how you're going about doing it. The reason why it matters is because the one who focuses on their seed, the one who focuses on their dream, the one who focuses on becoming great at one thing, that one thing will grow into multiple things. But first, you have to start with the one. Because when you start with the one, you're focusing on a dream. You're focusing on a dream. Not multiple dreams, not multiple different things. You're focusing on one thing. Because this one thing can grow into multiple things. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Dr. Eric Thomas, they're both doctors and they're both doing the same exact thing, just at different times. Because when you're doing it at different times, you're able to really see the roadmap that was laid for you. And it's ironic how I just put that together. That makes sense. It's on a different topic. You see, when you identify what you are working on, when you identify your dream, the work and effort that you're doing, it can't be separated. It can't be spread. It can't be all over the place. It can just be focused on one goal, one dream that you have that you like to be brought to life. Because when you do that, you have to be aware of your dream. As you are aware of your dream, you have to learn your dream. As you are learning your dream, you have to do your dream. And when you're doing your dream, you have to work on your dream. Because when you work on your dream, you're able to bring it to life. You're able to establish it in a way that's going to help you understand that you're on the right path. Because if you really got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And let me know in the comment below on one dream that you are going to start focusing on and why. I would love to communicate with you and see what your dream actually is. If you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And don't forget, if you would like to watch additional videos on how to personally develop, how to marketing tips and podcasting strategies, click this button right here and you'll enjoy the rest.